Now we're at the first verse, and it's 16 measures long. What I'd like to do is play through the first four measures by themselves, and then we'll work on those, and then we'll work on the next four measures, and then work our way through the verse like that. So here are measures 1 through 4. So as you can hear, there's some syncopation here between the two hands. So let's do this. Let's work on the right hand first, and then we'll work on the left hand and put them together. So right hand, I have a C chord, but this time it's G, C, E. That's the G above middle C with my first, C above that with my third, and then the E above that with my fifth. We'll hit these together. We'll put the sustain pedal down right there. Then we're going to move this C chord down in inversion so that it's E, G, C. So all I've done is move to the left, and I put the E under the first finger. That's the E above middle C, G above that, and C above that. So it's still a C chord. It's just a different inversion of the C chord. And then I'm going to move it down again to C, E, G. And that's middle C, E above that, G above that. So I start off G, C, E, E, G, C, C, E, G. And then I go back and do that again. And that's measure 1. So all I'm doing is inverting the chord here. Now I mentioned earlier that we can make this a little bit easier if you're not quite ready to move full chords like this up and down. What we can do is we can still start off with a G, C, E. Then we'll play the C by itself, then the G by itself, and that will give us the same effect. So we won't move the whole hand, we'll just move the notes within the chord, instead of moving the whole chord. And what they're doing here by moving the whole chord is trying to get that same effect that you get when the Temptations do three-note harmony, moving them around like that with voices. But once again, if you can't do that, just keep the hand stationary. Give me G, C, E, and then C, G. And we'll get the same effect. Now let's take a look at what the left hand is doing here. The left hand is doing the same thing it did in the intro. So this is the C, 2 below middle C with our fifth. And then A, G, A, D. Now as you heard in the earlier demonstration of this measure, there's a syncopation involved between the two hands. Listen as I play it. So what's going on here is the right hand has triplets and the left hand has regular eighth notes. So when the right hand is playing the G, C, E, the left hand is hitting it C. And this is where the pedal goes down. Then right hand moves to the E, G, C. Then down to C, E, G. Right after that, left hand hits its A. Then when the left hand goes to the G with the second, right hand's back up to its G, C, E. Pick up the pedal, put it down again. Then right hand moves to its E, G, C. Then left hand hits its A. Right hand plays its C, E, G. Right after that, left hand hits the D. So we have together, then the right hand goes. Left hand plays the A. They're back together again on the G. Right hand, E, G, C. Left hand, A by itself. Right hand, C, E, G. Left hand, D. Now, if you're playing just the simplified right hand, you'll still have the same thing going on, but you won't be moving the whole chord, just one note. So you have the full chord, left hand C, right hand C, G, left hand A by itself, right hand full chord, left hand G, right hand C, left hand A, right hand G, left hand D. And that's measure 1. Now let's take a look at measure 2.